What you are about to hear is Coach Bud Wilkinson in a 1957 interview prior to the opening season game with the University of Pittsburgh Panthers. Going into that season, the Sooners were carrying a 40-game win streak. Little did Coach Wilkinson know the streak would come to an end at 47 wins when Notre Dame would defeat the Sooners 7-0 at Owen Field. The Sooners won the remainder of their games in 1957 and finished with a 48-21 victory against Duke in the Orange Bowl to post a 10-1 record.
I know it's awful early in the football season before even a game to find out how the OU football team looks, but what is the outlook this season?
Well, we'll find out shortly after our first game. We lost a large number of very fine football players by graduation. Our team has worked very hard in practice, and we're simply waiting for a game to find out what kind of a team we're going to have.
I know you have one real problem leaving for Pittsburgh, and I know that you're leaving a bit earlier than you do for normal games. I wonder if you'd tell us about that.
Well, school is not in session, so we won't be missing any classes. The flight to Pittsburgh is around 4 hours, and then the Pittsburgh airport is about 20 to 30 miles from downtown Pittsburgh, and the hotel we'll be at is on the other side of Pittsburgh. So all in all, there's about a 7-hour travel time involved, going from Norman to Oklahoma City and then to the Pittsburgh airport and on in. So we feel that we ought to get it out of the way a day ahead of normal, particularly since we aren't missing any school by doing so.
Pitt is always, of course, a fine football team, and I know they will be again this year. Do you expect about the same type of football from Coach John Michalosen?
Well, you never know in a first game what a team will do, but Pittsburgh is a very large, very tough, strong physical team, and I'm sure they'll utilize their physical abilities to the fullest possible extent. They're a very fine ball club.
But what are some of the problems that you face this year trying to replace lost ball players?
Well, the same thing that you always face. It's one of the nice things about college athletics that you only see men at their very best. In professional athletics, you see them sort of go over the hill, but in college football, at least they're getting better all of the time, and we start with a new group and try to bring them along to be as capable as the men who played last year.